Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We've been following news about a potential agreement in Albany to repeal the Rockefeller drug laws. We talked about it yesterday on the Brian Lehrer Show. Now it's official. The Senate and the Assembly have reached an agreement with the governor. They're holding a press conference right now in Albany. WNYC's Elaine Rivera has an update for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Elaine, what do you know?
Well, major reform. They apparently reached an agreement late into the night. And it looks like there's a major policy shift that's taking place, looking at these drug laws, changing these drug laws to look at it as a public health issue and moving it away from a criminal justice issue. I mean, what I've heard so far, and, I haven't seen the bill, but they are expanding judicial discretion, major expansion of judicial discretion.
And that was the biggest issue here, was that
people would
have these long, long sentences, and the judges, whether they believed in them or not, had to impose them. I mean, that was sort of the crux of the controversy.
Right, there was mandatory minimum sentences. And what reformers and people wanted to change the law would say is that you have to look at the facts of the case. You can't just have this across-the-board sentencing guideline. But the other shift is treatment. They're going to put a lot of money into drug treatment. And it costs, right now, their argument is that it costs $45,000 a year to house a low-level nonviolent drug offender. By not doing that, it's going to save $250 million. So in the short term, it's going to be a problem because clearly the state is in a serious economic crisis. They're saying, where are we going to get the money? Now, during the press conference, they talked about stimulus package money may go to this, will possibly go to this. But in the long term, they're saying this is going to save the state a lot of money. And also, it's going to treat people who have an addiction in a very humane way.
And what's the early word? I mean, this is something that a lot of advocates have been involved with, everyone from sort of Russell Simmons to the sort of, more policy-oriented Bob Ganji. Lots of talk about this year might be the year. How are their reaction to the agreement? What's the early word on that?
Well, I think everyone's going to see this as a compromise. I don't think people are going to be totally, totally happy on both sides. The real drug reform advocates are going to say, we want full repeal. We want judges to have discretion, all nonviolent felony cases. I don't think the bill is going to say that. Prosecutors are going to say, you're diminishing our role and where these people should go. So I think it's reform. It's not repeal. It's really going to be a consensus compromise bill.
When do you expect that there will be a vote on this?
I don't know. I think the Senate has to. I don't know. Sorry.
The budget is due next week, April 1st. You think we'll have
an on-time
budget this year?
They lose a lot of money if there isn't an online budget, on-time budget.
Oh, who you mean the legislators?
No, with the state. So, I think the governor has been saying that all along. If they're going to lose money, they're going to continue if they don't have a budget by April 1st. But I think it's going to happen.
WNYC's Elaine Rivera will be hearing more from you later in the day on the Rockefeller drug law reform being announced now. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.